You're rocking with the voice of Town View. We put our spin on trending topics and school news. Thought provoking, insightful, we speak the truth. We do it for all ages, not just for the youth. Listen close, you might learn something. Or laugh so hard, you split your side of something. Live stream a podcast. Whenever you tune in, it's sure to be a blast. Let's be honest, you don't want to miss that. Content so real, you're going to want to run it back. We keep you entertained while making an impact. Want foreign announcements? Well, this is not that. Sports, pop, culture, political. Whatever you like, we got you covered, bro. It's a movement more than just a show. It's KSBM Radio.
Broadcasting live from Marvin E. Robinson School of Business and Management, Dallas, Texas.
My radio station.
We are KSBM Radio, the voice of Townview.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to KSBM Radio, the voice of Townview. I am Angela West, the proud principal at the Marvin E. Robinson School of Business and Management. And I'm here with the fabulous senior crew.
I'm Jasmine.
I'm Cammy.
I'm Dante.
I'm Art Lover.
And today is exceptionally special. This is the last senior show, everyone.
Lord.
And we're gonna have fun today. So before we begin, is there anything you guys would like to add?
Anything? I'm just very excited.
I'm so nervous.
Kind of sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah, I'm nervous and excited.
Okay. Well, should we get started?
All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. The tables have turned today. I am the interviewer. Are you ready, seniors?
No.
You're ready, you all. Let's just have fun, right? Be open, be vulnerable, and be honest. And we're going to have fun today. All right, we're going to start with number one. All right, can you share with us some of the key lessons you've learned throughout your social media marketing program?
Well, for me, it was just to have a lot of patience whenever we had to do teamwork, since, like, not everybody has the same ideas or, like, the same vision. So it just took a lot of patience.
Yeah, going back to what Jasmine said, I feel like teamwork is, like, one of the lessons I've learned, because, like, sometimes you're going to have to work with people to, like, get things done.
I feel like another one of the lessons that I've learned is that, like, how to market yourself, because there's a lot of things that, like, people might think is, like, you know, unmarketable and whatnot. But, I mean, coming here, it really teaches you how to, like, communicate those types of things in a better light and make it look actually, like, appealing to others.
For me, I would say it's communicating with my peers, because I know that throughout my, like, you know, my 4 years of high school, I didn't really get to know the people in my cluster. And I think this year, being in like a senior in KSBM Radio, I was able to get closer with everyone. Yeah, that's what I say.
All right, thank you. How do you think your education in social media marketing has prepared you for the real world?
For me, like starting here, I was just very quiet, like an introvert. And like it just helped me become an extrovert and like talk more and like communicate, like communicate. Like Cammy said, like communicate with our peers.
I'm gonna go. You can go.
So, I think my education here has really taught me like how constantly changing the real world is, and how like you have to be really adaptable to, you know, certain deadlines being changed, communicating with certain people you don't want to communicate with. I feel like, you know, those types of lessons have really taught me so much, and have really prepared me for the real world.
I think it's prepared me in a way of, like, being able to learn new things, because coming here, like, I didn't know nothing about, like, marketing. And so as, like, the years went by, like, I've learned more and more.
Okay. Honestly, when I came, well, just like Art Lover said, coming in, I didn't really know about marketing either. I really thought it was just, like, posting just like ads and stuff, or stuff like that, like advertising. But it's just more than that. And I think what I learned is being able to network with others and market myself, because it's very important in the real world to do that, to make it's not what you know, it's who you know. So I put that like in my mindset for the past like 2 years, so that's really helped me a lot.
Okay, well, thank you all for sharing. I just want you all to know that my heart is melting right now, knowing that we are preparing you, that we have prepared you, right, for life after, mm-hmm. you know, Townview Business, and hearing you share what it is that you learn and how confident you are moving forward. So, you know, I've only known you for about a year, mm-hmm. but I'd like to think that, you know, somehow in working with Ms. Shipman, you know, I've played a vital part, right, mm-hmm. in that. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to share that for a minute, you all. You're melting my heart right now. So, and you're doing a great job. All right, we're moving along. Mm-hmm. Will you discuss any specific projects or campaigns you've worked on during your studies that you're particularly proud of?
To be honest, one of the projects that sticks out is that Double Good, the popcorn fundraiser thing. It was really kind of just fun being able to like network with other people and like actually like applying marketing to like the real world to like earn actual money for the school. And it just felt nice to know that like in all of in, like the entire process, you're like helping out the school. So that was really
Thank you for that. Yeah.
I had to think about this one, but sophomore year in this class, we had a TikTok project. Do y'all remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was, like, the big project that we had in here. We basically had to, like, think of a company that we wanted to, like, market for. And so I remember I chose Michaels. And so we basically had to, like, make TikToks. That's what, like, started our, like, social media marketing. And when we presented it, like, Ms. Shipman really liked mine. And so I just felt really proud of myself in that moment. And, yeah.
That's awesome.
For me, it was the 3-to-1 Foundation whenever we helped them, like, well, we interviewed them. And then for me, it was the part where I interviewed the, like, the, another lady for it. And we also, like, had to do it in Spanish. Okay. So, like, it was just really fun, really nice to do.
Well, mine was preparing for the superintendent. I wasn't there. I wasn't here to interview the superintendent due to just stuff that was going on. And I know that we prepared for, like, months ahead. Like, I know that it was the dates kept on being changed, but we prepared like in November and it was in February. And that was like one of my favorite projects to work on because it was really important for us because it was an important person that we have the chance to interview. And I know that it's really important to get your name out there and that we were able to accomplish that within DISD to get someone who's a higher up come and interview with us so we get a name out there.
And you all did a great job. So I don't know if you recall with that interview, our superintendent shared that this was the best interview that she's ever had. So, you know, I popped my collar that day just a little bit. So thank you for that. All right. In your opinion, what are some emerging trends or technologies in social media marketing that students should be aware of?
Definitely the use of AI. I mean, AI is being used a lot, but you know, there's certain events like that Willy Wonka event, like people used AI to market it and it ended up being a failure. And I feel like people should like really catch on to like how harmful that can be to the world of marketing.
Yeah, I agree. AI is like becoming powerful and I feel like people should like be aware of that because it could be harmful, but it also could be like helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like Art Lover and Dante was saying about AI. It's just nowadays kids use it for everything and it's not really helping them out. So it's a give or take mm-hmm. with it.
Honestly, I would say 50-50 for both. Like, I know it would be harmful, but it is also helpful to give us ideas with what we can do to market, like, a new show. Like, for instance, Superintendent. We didn't use AI, but we didn't use AI. It's just an idea. Like, okay, what could we do? Like, what is a good, like, trend to get us out there or any ideas or any questions that, you know, could, like, help us with, like, you know, questioning her? Mm-hmm. But it's harmful, but it's helpful at the same time.
I agree. That's definitely a trend that I know that we'll be exploring more of. So thank you all for sharing. How do you plan to leverage your social media marketing skills and knowledge in your future career endeavors?
Just using what I've learned about how to market things that might not be marketable and also like learning, like using all of my learned like communication skills. I feel like I'm going to use that to like leverage myself through that industry.
Yeah, what Dante said, like, for me, I plan to major in studio art, so I feel like marketing and, like, art ties into each other because you have to, like, have your ideas out there. You're like being creative. So I just feel like being in like here and like learning about that, it's like gonna help me out in the long run.
Oh well, this is a little, it's not weird, but it's crazy because I'm, even though I'm in a business school, I do want to pursue law. So I know that social media marketing will help me with, you know, if I get my own law firm, there's a way to market that. You know, you see all the billboards with like the Texas Hammer, or they just there's always just billboards promoting like, if you got in a car accident, you know, hit this is the number or whatever, something like that. But I know that being in a marketing class and marketing cluster has helped me with what I can do to promote my own career in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like Dante was saying, like, I'm just going to use what I learned from this class, because I remember a lot of things we learned, like, during sophomore year. It was, like, a lot of book work and, like, text work and everything. So, like, some of those parts stuck out with me, but, like, especially, like, this year, that we actually, like, got to put everything into, like, reality and, like, use everything that we've learned. I feel like that's helped me a lot.
Okay, thank you. And Camille is not crazy that you want to go into law, right? You know, this is one field that could actually benefit you in all of your future endeavors, right? Mm-hmm. You want to be a doctor, you want to be an entrepreneur, a financial analyst, whatever it is you want to pursue, you could always depend on the skills, right, that you've learned, those communication skills that you spoke of, just that confidence, right? All of that's going to help you to be better in whatever field you choose to go in. So I wanted to stamp that, right? You're not crazy, right, for, you know, wanting to go into law. But thank you all. Y'all are doing great. I'm proud of you. All right. Can you provide some insights into the importance of social media media marketing in today's digital age, especially for businesses and organizations?
Social media marketing is like, I feel like it's one of the most influential things and one of the most powerful tools that I feel like any organization can use. It's just a matter of how you use it, especially like, because it can like easily influence a lot of people, especially younger generations. And those younger generations can bring a lot more change, whether it's good or bad. And I feel like in order for businesses to like grow and stuff, they need to learn how to use social media marketing itself in a better way.
Great job. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like using social media in general, like, helps businesses out in order to, like, grow, because, like, how are you going to, like, grow your business if, like, not many people know about it?
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I think.
I agree with both of them because, like, right now in the time of age that we're at, everything is social media, everything. Like, you have to promote everything. And, like, how Art Lover was saying, like, you have to promote your business because then how are you going to grow?
I would say the same thing with them, but I would probably connect it to KSBM because we're all about social media and we always post social media posts. And I know that last week we had a social media post promoting like the seniors' last show, and it got like over thousands of views.
That was so in the video.
Art Lover was in the video, and we had our juniors in it as well. And I think that just connecting that back to KSBM Radio and other like organizations or businesses, it's a way to, you know, grow your connections with other people or a network or just stuff like that, I would say.
Yeah, and like Cammy said, and how tying it into KSBM, like, we didn't really, when we first started, we didn't really use social media, but like as like time went on, we started using it more and more, and then that's how we got to where we are today, like a lot, like viewers and stuff.
Good. Thank you all for sharing. And I want you to know that you've helped me a lot. So you all have inspired me. I've posted on social media, but I do more of it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the things that I want to share more because of you and the way that you've inspired me. So Ms. Shippen and I, believe it or not, we communicate on the weekends, mm-hmm. you know, all hours of the night on the weekend. I mean, Saturday night, Sunday morning, it's like, hey, can we post this? Or, you know, what's the video that mm-hmm. our kids are gonna share? So you all inspire me every single day. I want you to know that. And I want the world to know, you know, we are the Marvin E. Robinson School of Business and Management, and a lot of people don't know what it is that we have to offer. You know, we have guests that come on our campus and they're like, what? Like, you all exist? I'm like, yeah, we are the only business-focused high school in Dallas ISD. And there are people that are still out there that don't know a lot mm-hmm. about us. So you all are helping to spread the word about who we are and what it is that we're focused on. So I just only hope that generations after you continue to do the important work that you're leading. So thank you for helping us to get that message out about our wonderful school. I appreciate you all.
I love my school.
Hi.
I do.
All right. So what advice would you give to students who are considering pursuing a career in social media marketing? That's a good one.
I would say, like, it's okay to be creative and, like, put your ideas out there, because I feel like that's really important to, like, building up to, like, social media, because I know sometimes people, like, get, like, artist block or writer's block, and it's, like, okay to, like, take time for yourself to, like, think about stuff. So I just feel like being creative in general is, like, a piece of advice that I would give to people.
That's really good advice. Thank you.
I feel like another piece of advice is just, like, learn how to adapt and, like, know that marketing itself, that whole industry, is an industry that can get you into, like, multiple types of industries. You can, you know, be in marketing but work for a hospital or work for the army. And just knowing how to adapt to those types of industries is really going to help you, like, a lot.
Thank you.
I was just going to say, like, stay up to date, like, the trends and, like, what's going on. Like, if something new happened, like, the news, because that's what we had to do, too, like, last year. We had to stay up to date. We had to watch the news and, like, know what was going on so we could have a show. So, like, yeah, it's just really important to know.
Honestly, I would say, adding on to Art Lover, what she said about having, like, writer's block or, like, an artist or artist block, something like that, I think it's important to get to know your peers. Like I said earlier, communicating with each other, even though, you know, you might not have the same interests, it's still important to get the other person's opinions on that. So I think that starting early off with just getting out of your comfort circle and getting to know other people, you never know what it might lead to.
I love it. Thank you. I love what you stated about being creative, right? I just want to add, you know, being creative and being you, right? Being you and being unapologetically you, right? Know that you're heard, you're seen, and the things that you come up with are, whether they're going to be taken by your peers or not, right? They are important, right? And worth mentioning. So I love that, being creative and being you. Thank you. All right, reflecting on your time in the program, what are some memorable moments or experiences that have shaped your journey?
Giving the tours of the studio to the middle schoolers, that was honestly, like, one of the most, like, fun experiences that we've done. And I feel like that kind of shaped us into, like, you know, becoming better, because we honestly learned how to, like, adapt and also, like, how to market ourselves and, like, memorize what all we were going to say, what we were going to show them, and it was just really hopeful to do that.
I would say doing the 2 years of open house. I feel like, because the first year I did it with, when I was a junior, I did it with a senior, and I just learned to, like, work with her and then, like, work around the school and, like, promoting KSBM. And then with this past open house, I feel like since I was a senior, I felt more in charge and more like I already knew what I was doing. So I feel like that was a memorable moment for me.
Thank you.
For me, it's more about us and, like, how we communicate and, like, getting to know each other. Because sometimes after the shows, like, we go to the room and we hang out and we talk about, like, what happened or, like, if we enjoyed it. Well, we always enjoyed the interviews, right? But what we enjoyed about it or things like that. And, like, not just in school, but, like, outside of school, because we sometimes meet up and, like, go places. And, like, that just helped us, like, bring us together.
I would honestly say last year, what Art Lover was saying about being a junior and being able to work with the senior, like, I remember we had, like, it's the same thing, like this year and last year, we were able to connect with the juniors and being able to be the one in charge or the people that they look up to, because that they're going to be us next year, probably even better. We hope, but they're better than us. And, you know, everything, you know, we add ons to the studio, and it's fun to see that, just being able to see what the next KSBM radio team is going to look like, and then new KSBM teams, and, like, 20 years later or something like that, we'll be back. Oh, I'll be back. I'll just talk about my experience with KSBM radio. But that's, like, one of the memorable moments about being in KSBM radio.
I love it. Thank you. Hopefully all of you are coming back, right, to give back. Oh, you better. Okay. We'll talk about that later, but moving on. What are your aspirations and goals for the future, both personally and professionally, after graduating from SBM Social Media Marketing Program?
You know, this might sound a little generic, but honestly, just being happy and, like, actually, like, doing something that I have a true passion about, because, you know, with these types of jobs in this industry, I feel like you have a lot of opportunity to make a lot of money, but, you know, you have to ask yourself if you're truly happy and passionate about what you're doing. And I honestly value my happiness a lot, and I feel like being able to have that in the future is just one of the most rewarding things that I think I can have.
I'm glad you said that. Thank you.
I agree so much with what Dante said. Like, I want to be happy, and what I want to do in the future is, like, work on my art and, like, grow big with my art. And I want to just, like, put it out there for others to see and, like, just grow as a person individually and with, like, my business and my art.
Thank you.
I also agree what Dante and Art Lover were saying. But for me, I really hope I get into animal science because that's what brings me joy and happiness. But if that also doesn't work out, like, my second option is, like, esthetician, like, becoming an esthetician or, like, lashes and, like, all of that, because I really enjoy doing all of that.
For mine, my goals are a little different. For my personal goals, I would say is achieving my bachelor's degree, and that would help me and my family. Most importantly, my family. That's my goal, is being able to help my family financially, because I know that my mom and dad have come so far with the sacrifices they've made, and it's all paid off. I mean, I've been able to have different opportunities in KSBM Radio and just marketing as well, and being able to take that knowledge with me to my higher education. Mm-hmm. And that just helps a lot, because what I want to do is I want to go into law. And I know that's going to help a lot with, you know, putting these people in jail and, you know, just, you know, getting the justice we deserve, especially for my community, because Dallas is really important to me.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Thank you for sharing. You all are great. Those are some great answers. I love what you stated about being happy, right? You know, we only have one life to live, right? So don't think about the money, right? How much money you can make. Think about what makes you happy. What's going to bring you peace in life, right? And I think with that, setting goals and then actually just following up on those goals, making sure that you're doing things to meet those goals, and just figuring out what makes your heart content, right? You're going to be successful. So, and you got to remember who to put first in your life. Always remember that. So, great job. Thank you for sharing. All right, y'all. And finally, who would you like? All right. Let me start over. All right. Who would you like to especially thank for supporting your journey here at SBM, and why?
My mom. She is, oh, my gosh.
The moms out there.
I genuinely would not be here if it weren't for her. Every day I aspire to be just like her. And I feel like being in this school is really helping me do that a lot. I also want to thank my friend group. You know, they're there. But, I mean, my mom really, like, Mom, if you're listening, thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yo, Mom, thank you. I had to shout out mine, too. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would say two people, my dad and also Ms. Shipman, because for, like, Ms. Shipman, she really pushed me into the person I am today, and I feel like she's seen me at my lowest and, like, has been through, like, my ups and downs, and she's, like, really pushed me. And my dad, he's really pushed me, too, and, like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
Oh, shout out to the dads out there.
I would like to say my mom, too. She's very special to me. She's really helped me out. And I would also like to say Ms. Shipman, because, like Art Lover said, she really pushes us and, like, she cares about us truly.
You.
I would say my, I'm going to thank three people right now. I would say my mom and dad, especially them, because they've helped me get through just all the hard times throughout high school, because I had a lot of, like, hardships, like, mostly in my sophomore and junior year. And I would also thank Ms. Shipman, because she's been here with all of us through thick and thin. She's pushed us to be who we are today. Like, even in, like, sophomore year, we barely knew her. But still, you got to I want to say something about you. Even though you, whenever you first met Ms. Shipman, you got to know her, like, as Ms. Shipman. But once you got to meet her and like get to know her a little bit more in your senior year. You knew her like as her like, you know, her own
as Miss Shipman.
She pushes us to do so much, and I just wanted to give a big thanks to her.
Well, thank you. Again, shout out to all of our parents and guardians out there. Miss Shipman, woo-hoo! Can I give a shout out to Miss Shipman today? Yes. Thank you, Miss Shipman. You all shared that she pushes you. She pushes me. So she pushes me to be better. She probably didn't even know that. But, you know, I feel now is the perfect time to give her a shout out. So I just want to thank you for the work that you're leading every single day. You know, I mentioned that that's a goal of mine to get out there, to put the word out there, the great things that we're doing here. And you're helping me, right, to reach that goal. So thank you for all the work that you do every single day. And I want to shout out my mom, too. I know that I'm interviewing you all, but, you all, I talk to my mom. I'm an only child slash adult. So I talk to my mom every single day, sometimes 2 to 3 times a day. She's an educator for 37 years, so we can relate. Right. You know, with the work that I'm doing. And she's a voice of reason. Right. For me, you know, they'll be like, calm down. You're going to get through it. This is one day out of your life. Right. Put kids first and you're going to be fine. So shout out to all the moms out there. Mom, I'm going to share this podcast with you. And so you can share with all your friends. But anyway, you all have been great. And I'm trying to think, is there anything else?
Go ahead.
We just wanted to say thank you so much for honestly not only taking the time to like be here today, but to actually take the time and like be our principal. I mean, this school, like not just business, but Townview as a whole, we know how challenging it can be to like, you know, be able to overcome all the challenges and communicate with all these people and all these students. And for you to be able to do all of that and still manage to like cooperate with us and actually spend time with us, like it means a lot. So thank you.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
Well, you know, I think you guys have anything to say?
Well, I'm just very thankful you're here with us, supporting us. And
me
like,
too.
Yeah.
I know that throughout the years we've had like our hardships with some of our principals, you know, like, you know, just you being here this year. It's been a challenging year this year, especially with our, you know, our seniors, because we have to go through so much and just, you know, getting ready to transition to college or wherever we want to go and after high school. And I just want to thank you for being here for all the seniors individually, you know, speaking out to us and stuff like that. That's one of the big things that you've done as a principal in your time here during like your first year. We're thankful.
Thank you. My heart is smiling. Thank you.
But we just want to say thank you to you again for, you know, taking the time out of your day to be here and, you know, just being able to interview us, because at the beginning of the year for your show, we interview you. And yes, it's just a change of pace, how the tables turn, you right. know, like that. But we just want to end off with saying, okay, if you haven't, you know, checked out our social medias down below, make sure to check them in the description. And once again, I'm Camila, a.k.a. Cammy.
I'm Emily, a.k.a. Jasmine.
I'm Philip, a.k.a. Dante.
I'm Isabella, a.k.a. Art Lover.
I'm the one running the show around.
Yeah. No.
I'm Jojo. I go by Martin. That's me.
Y'all want to be I'm basically the one carrying social media.
He carries it, y'all.
I'm Chewy, a.k.a. Alex.
Basically the face of KSB. I'm on all the shows.
Me too.
I'm Nehemiah, also known as Unison.
Woo!
I'm here. I'm Jelly. I'm Jimena, also known as